Welcome, folks. Let's get to Chapter 4, Housekeeping and Interdepartment Coordination. Very important chapter, because the coordination in a hotel is everything. Without coordination, departments will not function together. They will not function as a unit. Each department is headed by a different entity whatsoever. So they need to function as a unit, as an entire hotel together, and go in one direction. So it's very important. Important housekeeping coordination of all departments of the hotel. This is the objectives. For the best functioning of the hotel and for a full occupancy, must be effective communication by housekeeping staff with all other departments. Cooperation of all departments is needed for maintaining safe, clean and well-functioning guest rooms and for guest satisfaction. Good teamwork is the essence of every hotel. Good teamwork allows a hotel to succeed better than any other place. A teamwork between all departments is essential for successful hotel operations. All departments, front office, maintenance, security, food and beverage, stores, purchase, personnel, security, laundry, etc., etc., etc. Let's get to departmental wise coordination. Why is it important? And what is the coordination levels which are required? Housekeeping and front office are two arms of a human being. That is the hotel. Each department must have clear coordination with the other department. We generally see in both departments hate each other because they believe that the coordination is not good enough. But the coordination needs to be better at all times and good at all times. Departmental rivalries do exist. The functioning of a smooth front office is dependent on the functioning of smooth housekeeping. Both departments have to inform each other of every aspect. So front office allocates rooms for the guests who are going to come the next day, which is then forwarded to the housekeeping department so that they are aware which rooms are coming. Any in case they're changing room numbers for whatever reason. Guest prefers this side room, that side room. A guest, particular guest only wants one particular room and it's available. And they allot it to other guests, so they change. That information needs to be passed on to from one department to the other. The change of room status from a dirty to a clean, from a occupied to a checkout, from a occupied to out of order. It should be immediately communicated to the front office from housekeeping or front office from to housekeeping. Now sometimes when you need to put, you go to a room, once it's checked out and you find out that there is some leakage which has happened and you need to put it temporarily on out of order, but it's allocated to another guest, you have to inform the front office department immediately. You have to inform the reason for it also immediately so that they can change the location of the room. You have to tell them how much time it will take for them for you to get the room ready so that it is available. Guest requests. Normally, guest requests, they don't call housekeeping directly. Some of them do, although housekeeping numbers are kept in the room. But some of them will call front office. We need an extra towel. We need this. We need more shampoo. We need more soaps. That has to be communicated to housekeeping. That has to be followed up. The other aspect is baggage. Guest has checked in. Like I told you in the first chapter when I was giving the introduction, that light baggage, scanty baggage, and no baggage is a cause of worry for front office because they are the ones who are responsible to collect the dues of the guest. Scanty baggage has to be informed to the housekeeping, so that it can be tracked when the guest checks in. The bellboys are the ones who take the luggage up. They are the ones who notice that the baggage is scanty. Second check is when the housekeeping boy goes into the room to clean. He finds scanty baggage. He finds a haversack or finds a bag which is empty and opened and there is no clothes anywhere. So the coordination is very, very important. It needs to be tracked. You don't have skippers. You don't have people who run away without paying the bills. You don't have, and you can ensure that the hotel profitability is maintained and you don't go at losses. Apart from these two aspects, guest check-ins and this, housekeeping has to continuously be in touch with front office for left luggage. Guest has forgotten luggage, lost and found. So all these aspects need to be in, they need to be in touch with each other. Any special request by a guest, I need a particular bouquet to be given, my wedding anniversary is there, my wife is with me, I need a bouquet to be sent to my room, at the front office, housekeeping, they all I need to coordinate in order, every aspect of a guest. So, I mean, just to get a sum up on the entire thing, room cleaning, room is clean, ready, vacant, now you can sell the room. Occupancy, now this is an occupancy, communication of occupancy. Now, the room occupancy list is being given to the housekeeping. Housekeeping sees that you are saying single occupancy, but there are two people in the room, two people who stayed overnight in the room. So that communication has to go. There may be a difference between a single occupancy and a double occupancy room charge, which you may need to charge the guest. So for that reason, that one security reason that needs to go, that information needs to go. The bell desk, lost luggage. I'm taking the luggage to the room. Communications, very important. Rooms, you can get the luggage, you can place it in the room. Guest has checked in. Luggage is lying with the bell desk. Guest has gone out and told the bell desk, just keep it in my room. Communication needs to be there. Is the room ready? And the communication all happens through the switchboard of housekeeping. That is the desk supervisor. Apart from that, housekeeping receives various requests from guests. More very important information. This is a VIP guest. He needs to be handled with care. This is a handled with care, HWC guest. He's a very fussy guest. He will always ask for extra things. This guy has to be, you have to be very careful with him. This guy you have to keep a lookout for. We don't know, he looks suspicious. This is a group which has checked in. The group is of 10 rooms. This is the group leader, so you know where to talk in case of any issues. Some groups come from different lands across the world. They speak different languages, but the group leader is the translator, so you need to know who the group leader is so that you can communicate with the group leader. There's a crew in-house. The crew is very important because they all have canteen luggage. So the housekeeping needs to know the crew is in-house. And the crew, another important aspect of the crew is they check in and check out at different timings. There's flowers which need to be placed, cookies, food baskets, all those informations which need to be placed, special requests by guests. I need a bouquet in my room when I get in. I'm coming for a wedding night. I need petals on my bed. Some hotels allow, some don't allow. I need a honeymoon suite with this. So there are different aspects. I need special decorations in the room, wedding night decorations. These are all communications which the front office gives to the housekeeping. Housekeeping has to ensure that these things are. Front office then checks before the guest comes in, these things are done or not. Let's move from front office to maintenance department. Maintenance department works very closely with housekeeping. Maintenance is rooted to the hip of housekeeping. Any engineering, any issues with the entire room in terms of your electrical, your plumbing, your malfunction or WC, leakages, bulbs, light fittings not working, your television and not working, your remotes giving trouble, ripping faucets, leakage pipes, malfunctioning of air conditioning not functioning properly, the room is not cooling properly. All these aspects have to be coordinated with the engineering department. All these aspects are very important for a guest. Imagine checking into a room and the AC is not cooling. You're not paid for non-cooling air conditioning, right? There's a leakage on the WC. Water in the pipe is not coming clearly. So that all aspects you have, it is the duty of the engineering department and the housekeeping department to coordinate with each other so that the guest does not face those problems. So any kind of mechanical work, carpentry work, electric work, plumbing work, civil work, preventive maintenance, routine maintenance, scheduled maintenance. When I say preventive maintenance, routine maintenance, and scheduled maintenance, these are planned activities. These are planned in coordination with the housekeeping department. So for preventive maintenance on a particular day of a week, I will take 5 rooms. For routine maintenance, I will take 5 rooms. For scheduled maintenance, I'll take 5 rooms. For emergency maintenance, that is a different aspect. That is, that work has to be done immediately. So all these coordinations are done. Those rooms have to be converted into out of order. After the preventive maintenance and all are done, they have to be checked, cleaned, and then and released from out of order to be sold. So all that housekeeping has to coordinate it with the maintenance department to get done. The work orders need to be issued by housekeeping to maintenance department for any kind of work which is long-term work. So scheduled communications, routine maintenance, preventive maintenance, deep cleaning. When we do deep cleaning, maintenance person has to be present because deep cleaning of filters of air conditions, air condition checking, air condition in those aspects, all electric deep cleaning also happens. Refurbishment is always is with the maintenance department. Restoration of certain aspects and renovations. Without maintenance and housekeeping coordination, these works cannot be done. Before I get into F&B, let's get into the maintenance. Let's dwell into maintenance a little longer. Housekeeping and clean the room can ensure that. I mean, can see and point out what is working, what is not working properly. But it's the maintenance department, the engineering department, which has to make sure that every other fitting which the housekeeping cannot do itself is maintained and this. So the coordination between these two departments is very, very important. Without their coordination, and a faulty switch can result in an electric shock to a guest. Guest may not, I mean, some guests may not use a faulty switch, but the guest uses it to the electric one. So there are a lot of things to it. Leakage in a pipe can result in a guest slipping and falling in the bathroom. So paint chipping off, painting needs to be done. All these aspects are very, very important with housekeeping and maintenance. They are, therefore I keep saying, stressing that they go hip by hip. They're attached to the hip. They're like twins. Have to work together. Let's move on to the food and beverage department. Food and beverage department controls the restaurants, the room service, and the banquets. So they use a lot of linen. So there is a lot of coordination in terms of linen, in terms of uniforms of F&B staff, which is a given in every department. There is coordination of uniforms in the staff. But there is other coordination which happens. A guest stays in the room. He leaves his tray outside after eating his lunch or dinner, orders lunch or dinner, leaves his tray outside. Now, the lunch or dinner tray which has been left outside in the corridor will be cleared by the housekeeping, taken to the pantry. But that needs to be then moved into, back into room service. They have to call and coordinate with the room service department of F&B service and ensure that is cleared. Welcome drinks are made by the F&B department. They are served either in the room by the housekeeping department or they are served in the lobby by the F&B department itself. But VIP amenities like a fruit basket, a cookies platter, these have to be picked up from F&B service and put into the rooms. But housekeeping does not pick them up and put in the room. They call the F&B service that the room is ready, please place the. They check that the placement is done. So these are very important aspects in terms of rooms which are concerned. Apart from that, cleaning of their areas, there is no water spillage, their bathrooms which F&B services use, their furnitures and fixtures, the polishing of tables, the chairs, all that, and that there is a housekeeping personnel available at all points of time to ensure that if a guest spills something on the floor, it is cleaned immediately. So there is a huge amount of coordination which is required in this department. Then it comes to banquets, special flower arrangements which are made for banquets, events. You are having F&B service today. I mean, there's an event where flower arrangements have to be made. F&B service will contact the housekeeping. The housekeeping florist will come, discuss with the guest, and place those. Make sure that those come in, those flowers come in, different requests for guests which come in. Apart from that, F&B service may have, you may in your restaurants have a food festival where you require different kinds of floral arrangements, different kinds of linen. Because the housekeeping department is the only department that will get you those linen and different kinds of floral. Then there is the pest control. All dining areas, pantries, stores, kitchen rooms attached to the kitchen. All those pest control environments are all handled by housekeeping. Pest control normally happens in the night, and it's a scheduled pest control. Unless you find something in the unscheduled area and you call for pest control services, but housekeeping handles pest control. And the coordination between in them and that, because after pest control you have to air the place out. You have to ensure that the pest control smell doesn't stay there. The food items, perishable items where the pest control smell can go in is all stored properly before pest control happens. So all those aspects have to be taken care of before pest control happens. So coordination is highly important, very important. Less cloakroom, room service, we covered these. Banquet decorations, we covered cleaning and pest control, we covered. Maintaining greenery. Now, banquet lawns, greenery has to be maintained. There may be flower pots across the restaurant. Those greeneries also have to be maintained. There are horticulture aspects which need to be maintained. So that is another coordination point. Security department, another very important department when it comes to coordination between housekeeping and security. Now, housekeeping person and bell desk, housekeeping front office and housekeeping normally are the ones who, spot suspicious nature of people. They spot suspicious movements in a hotel. They spot people playing mischief. So they're the ones who are supposed to report them to the security department, ensure that the security department comes in there and handles the situation. And with the housekeeping supervisor present or a front office supervisor present there. It's a very important aspect, because at the end of the day, suspicious activities by guests, because you don't know your guests. You never know your guests. There are people who are coming for the first time to your place, so you don't know them. So suspicious activities have to be reported, have to be checked. They may not be suspicious at the end of the day, but they may actually be malfeasance, which is going on. You may enter a room, you may find people gambling, doing illegal activities, smuggling, coke happening, drugs happening. So you need to be on the lookout of these aspects. And since housekeeping is on the floor, prostitution happening, they're on the floor, they see these things happening. They have to report all these issues to the security department. The security department can take action according to its SOPs. Now, there are other things. Thefts, fires. There's a fire drill which is conducted periodically by the security department. And actually, in case of a fire, the housekeeping staff is supposed to guide the guests to the outer room. Behind every door in a hotel, there is a fire map which has been kept, which is kept for the guests. But the housekeeping department are the people who guide guests to a safe exit to get out. So all the training of the housekeeping department, how the thing to prevent from accidents and from prevention of theft and fire. If there is a theft, in case there are guest reports of theft, they have to call the security immediately to ensure safe conditions and practices in the department. All these aspects, the security coordination is very, very important. So, just to sum it up again, security is suspicious baggage, very important for them. Problems with keys, locks and doors. Any tampering of keys, locks and doors, any tampering of your safes which are kept in the room, all have to be reported. Fire security alarms, they're working, not working, and fire drills, security drills, damages, which a guest has taken while checking out. He's run away with a few items. He's taken the TV and things like that. It's happened in a lot of hotels. It's happened in Taj also. Guest is complained there is something missing. Employees theft has happened. Lost articles which are expensive by guests. All these coordinations have to happen with security. Now comes to sales and marketing. Why is sales and marketing and housekeeping important to coordinate with each other? This is a question which probably is in your mind. Sales and marketing is responsible for getting sales. Housekeeping is responsible for ensuring that the sales keep coming in. It's as simple as that. Sales and marketing department will tell you, I will get you 60%, 70%, 80% occupancy these months. This is my budget. This is what I'll achieve. You, as a housekeeper, I have to plan my entire department, how it's going to function with this much occupancy. How many people I require, how many people I don't require, what is the kind of people I require. A guest is promised XYZ. As a housekeeper, I have to ensure these XYZs is promised by the sales and marketing department are met. Expectations are met. The sales and marketing will tell me the psyche of the guest. Will tell me what, let's say they get a corporate account, corporate feedback. They'll tell me the feedback so I can improve. If it is good feedback, I can give a reward to my employees. If it's bad feedback, I can improve. See, like I said, sales and marketing team is responsible for maximizing the hotel revenue. They have developed plans, business strategies to increase revenue. But housekeeping team is responsible to ensure that the revenue is maintained. They are the ones who ensure that the guest is satisfied with their room, their cleanliness is good, they're satisfied with the services provided by housekeeping, and there is readily available information in the room. The event spaces which sales and marketing have been, and then housekeeping ensures that those events are maintained properly. So all that is an important aspect. So let recap housekeeping and sales. Public relations. Public relations can be maintained only, public relations can only be maintained and when the guest is satisfied, goes home. Cleanliness and hygiene has to be maintained all the time. Guest amenities have to be given. The guest amenities promised. Sales and marketing has promised company A that there will be two sets of lottery given free with the room. So that has to be communicated to housekeeping so that housekeeping can ensure that the two sets of lottery is being made. And the third set they can charge or check with the sales and marketing department whether we should charge or not. Guest feedback, which will come via sales and marketing, especially when it's a corporate guest or a travel agent. Media communications, when they want to click photographs, they want to do this, all the maintenance and cleanliness of those areas so that looks spick and span, new polishing, new this, so that it looks really nice in photographs is housekeeping's job. Although laundry is a part of housekeeping, a lot of hotels outsource laundry and a lot of hotels have kept laundry as a separate department depending on the size of the hotel. So laundry has to maintain the standard. The bed sheets, when they go to laundry, when they come back, they have to smell fresh, they have to feel fresh. They have to feel as if they're being used for the first time. They should not feel as if it's being used. Somebody slept in it. Laundry cannot be lethargic. Laundry has to ensure that the towels which are provided to the guests are soft. They are maintained at a particular standard at all points of time. Laundry has to coordinate with housekeeping on staff uniforms. Not only of housekeeping staff uniform, but of all other department staff uniforms. Laundry has to ensure that color from one type of cloth doesn't go into the other. Things are stored properly, go to the linen room properly, they're maintained properly. So, and they follow a time schedule. The time schedule should allow for better planning in housekeeping. So if I've given 100 bed sheets for laundry, I should get it back at so-and-so time and so-and-so. If I don't get that and so-and-so time, then I can't plan my linen for the next day. That is one. Second is guest clothes, which go to laundry. Guest is sending its laundry. It has to be delivered to the guest on time. It has to be properly delivered. All those come from the laundry. MMDs, Materials Management Department, which is the purchase department, is oftenly called in hotel industry. We don't call it the Material Management Department. I don't know why, but it's called the purchase department. Now, purchase and housekeeping, there's a lot of products which are bought by housekeeping. And purchase is a very important department for them. There's a lot of standardization which is done by housekeeping. Standardization of linen, standardization of amenities, your soap has to be so much so weight, it has to be this size, this has to be this color, it has to be this this is the way it should look, it should feel. All those standards and specifications are specified by the housekeeping department. Power stock, we will maintain a power stock of 1 month plus 1 month will have supplies plus half a month power stock we'll maintain depending on the occupancy. Now, it is the responsibility of the housekeeping department to send a requisition for what they require, but it is also the responsibility of the purchase department to ensure that the stock is maintained not only in the housekeeping in store but in the general store which they maintain in the entire hotel, to ensure all the stationery is also maintained, because stationery and reports are very important. And they are well-printed reports. They are often printed and kept as booklets, and they are very, very important. So housekeeping should convey the requirement of purchase by the way of advance notice in the form of purchase requisition. A purchase department processes out-of-stock items for housekeeping, such as guest supplies and amenities, stationery, linen, cleaning materials, equipments, etc. Now, a very important aspect of it is purchase department is responsible for getting the material in. But the housekeeper is responsible for ensuring that it is of the standard specified by the housekeeper herself or himself. Then the storage of these materials. The purchase department has to ensure it's first in, last out. Or last in, first out. LIFO. So that all you know, especially in cleaning supplies and in perishables, because all your amenities, soaps and all are perishables. They have an expiry date. Even the shampoos are perishable. They have expiry dates. So you have to ensure that it's all used up within the expiry date, and the products are not left on shelves, and they are stored properly. Five primary principles of purchase that need to be upheld by the housekeeping and purchase department: right quantity, quality, price, time, and source of supply. Right quantity, like I said, there is a par value which has to be maintained at all points of time, plus there is the usable value, the one which we are using today, I mean for a period of time. So hotel decides, I will have 1 month inventory of amenities to be used and half a month as my par value. Now again, first in, last out. Not last in, first out. So when the amenities are used, the 1 month supply, the par moves ahead, and the new amenities of the month, half of it goes into par value, so that there is no way that there is wastage. So the quantity also has to be right. The price, so that the budgets are maintained. So when there is a purchase, the time of supply, so I know as a housekeeper that 10 days before a month starts, I have to order for the next month because it will take 10 days for delivery. So that way I maintain my power value, I maintain everything, and I give myself a 15-day buffer of my power value and right source of supply. Now how does you come to the right source of supply? So it's a simple thing. Especially in chemicals, which when you're getting into chemicals, you have various companies manufacturing various types of chemicals. Housekeeper normally call all the chemicals, use them and test them and check which is the chemical they want to what they want. Then there may be different brands of the same chemical. Then they check which is the source, best quality of the in terms of the chemicals. They shortlist it in two or three. Then they negotiate. Once they negotiate, they get a right price. Whoever gives the better price, better supply, better service, those are the chemicals they'll buy. Again, with toiletries is a different issue, because that's where the whole management gets involved, because toiletries is a branding issue also. So all these aspects are very important, right? Source of supply is also a very important aspect. Thank you very much.